That's LSD. If you say LSD, they'll automatically know it's. If you say acid, like, it's like they'll fucking think like, what the fuck?
Like acid, like
like the melting acid.
Yeah. And they're like, people do that, like suicide.
Yeah, probably. Somebody fucked up. There's so many fucked up shit.
We ain't Joker, so.
All right, well, we're gonna start in 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Vani X podcast. In today's episode, we will talk about and get into a little bit of a drug that's been used over the years. It's actually been used since, as far as I know, it's been used in the 1950s, but who knows how long it's been used. And me and my co-host Elias were just talking about it, and yeah, we were gonna get into about Elias. Do you know everything? Do you know anything about like the LSD or like the effects and stuff, like the history of it?
I mean, as far as I know, it's like, what is it, like a? It's a drug, right? It's like you put it on your tongue or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
I guess you hallucinate.
LSD, it can come in many forms. You have it as like a liquid. You could have it as a liquid. And like you said, they come in like little tabs, and they have. Yeah. I've seen people have them as like pills, but like myself, I haven't tried the pill.
Well, it says right here, Albert Hofmann was a Swiss chemist known best for being the first known person to synthesize, ingest, and learn of the psychedelic effects of lysergic acid, diethylamide.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so. This drug is pretty fucking. I mean, you could compare it to. I mean, this drug has different names. You know, like you said earlier, it could be referred as acid, or you know, other people call it trips, tabs. You know, micro dots. Sometimes I forgot how the term came up with the other name called Lucy. Probably because you know it gives you like a. Fucking, you know, when you take it, it's like a fucking. Well, how I got, like how I first tried it. I'm someone who, I don't like if I let's say if I wanted to try something new, I'm not someone who like will take a huge amount, like a huge dosage of it at, you know, starting off. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm someone who, you know, I like to start off. Really small, and that's with everything, you know. I'm someone who has tried almost everything, you know, weed to dab, shrooms, everything, and every time when I
smoke crack,
that's something I'm but I feel like there is no joke, like there is no purpose of methamphetamine or like crack or whatever you call it, because I feel like what I'm trying to look at, like what I'm trying to find in a, like something I'm trying to try, is like a good experience, and I'm not trying to like act a fool when I'm like on these things, you know, as like methamphetamine causes, you know, you just fucking act a fool, and you don't, you know, you just lose total consciousness, like LSD.
Yeah.
When I tried it, you know, like I said, I was trying like small doses. And it just gives you, at first you just like start to like relax, and then you just start, every like colors just start like I guess getting like really vibrant and start like flashing,
like saturation. Yeah. Basically
they just start like, you know, color just comes out more like popped out.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
and as I started like taking higher dosages, like, you know, this was like other days, and while I was taking,
you're like I'm on it right now.
Well, honestly, it gives you when I tried like a really high dosage, it's not like alcohol, because alcohol is when you like go crazy with alcohol, you lose total, like you black out, you don't, you wake up the next morning and you're like, you know, what the fuck was I doing? Like, why did I?
Oh, so yeah, you remember? So you remember what you did?
As like the trip goes on, you can like distinguish what's what's there compared to like what's not real. But it's just like it just like fucks with your mind. It just fucks with your mind.
I mean, in my opinion, I think like any drug that isn't natural, I mean, it has like, you know, it's not really useful for anything.
Well, I mean, that goes
for medicine. When I say that, that goes for like for medicine. Like, you know, like I'm not saying that, you know, the drug, because I mean, there are gonna be idiots out there that be like, oh, but like medicine's not. No, medicine is a drug. Like Tylenol, everything that like you take when you get a headache, it's
you
a
know,
drug.
You know, like drugs like those, like Tylenol and what's the other one? Advil. Those are, you know, those are really fucking bad for you, like super fucking bad. Like your
I liver, mean, like, I don't, liver, I don't.
Can't, like, let's say there was an article about he was a marathon runner. And he would have constant like joint and like, you know, pains because he would go running for hours, and he would get home and take a lot of fucking Tylenol and Advil and like, you know, those little, you know, I guess not big of a drug, but he would take them to like, I guess he was trying to, you know, fucking get rid of his pain, but as he was taking these higher dosages.
I'm reading so it right here.
The pain would just still be there, but it was fucking him up even worse. So really, what was causing the pain was the fucking Tylenol and Advil, because that shit was just destroying.
No, but yeah, but like I'm gonna say this, like as anything in this world, if you take too much of it, you're gonna die. You know, you can, because we were talking about in the last podcast how like, you know, even water can kill you.
Yeah, because 70% of your body is water, and if you drink more than that.
Yeah. But look, listen, it says, while Tylenol is relatively safe when taken at that correct dosage. Can I repeat that? Correct dosage. Ingesting too much of the drug can lead to serious complications, including liver failure.
Yeah, I mean, it can't process it.
Like I'm saying, if you eat too much of anything, you're gonna die. You know,
yeah.
You know, if you take too much of anything, you know. But I'm saying, like, you know, I don't think you should be taking a whole like 50 pills because like you have lots of pain. There are other ways to like, you know, make that pain go away. And we can look at marijuana. You know, you don't have to smoke it. Like, you know, I know some people do it because like it's like actual medical. I'm not talking about those idiots that go to like the doctor and be like, oh, I have back pain, and then they get marijuana. No, I'm talking about like real stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
but you can they also turn marijuana into a cream.
Yeah,
like if you have back pain, if you have joint pain, like that's I feel like that's like, I feel like the most safest way if you're gonna like try to relax or something, or like try to, like, you know, the joint pain or stuff like that, just put that on.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't really see any bad in it.
It's like it's actually pretty good for you. But I mean, there's actually a lot of fun, you know. Like if you say, like, if you're not actually trying to ingest it, there's actually patches, creams.
Yeah, there are different. Yeah, like there. Yeah, yeah, because I think, you know, I think that's why, you know, it was made for that reason. You know, everything has a purpose on this earth.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you know, it's not,
I guess to each their own, you know, if they don't really want to touch it. And also,
yeah,
also
I mean, yeah,
it's a shame that it's like, I mean, now it's starting to get legalized in some of the states, but it's a shame that they can't really perform or do as many like test it and like actually test it in labs and stuff like that because of the you know, the government and shit. And because I do believe that marijuana, if they still get in, like if they do a lot of like lab research and find out more shit, that it really is like it could maybe be a cure to some of the fucking problems and diseases.
Okay. I see
and
what
diseases
you mean.
That you know or maybe they don't want to fucking, maybe they don't want to do lab tests and stuff, because they already know that fucking it may cure some, but but they
oh, but going into that, you know, you just brought up a good point. Maybe they don't want to do this. You know, they always say, have you ever heard that, look, the government has already found the cure to cancer, STDs, AIDS, all this stuff. It's just that they would rather you spend money on the medicine on the big that
drug company.
Only, yeah,
that's what it
yeah
is.
Exactly, because like it's basically like if they give you it, they may charge like $1,000 or like more than that, but I feel like people just to like get the cure, they would be doing it worth it. But that being said, if they do pay, that's only like a one-time thing, you feel me? You know, and yeah, there's lots of people that have it, but the government or, you know, these companies aren't gonna make as much money selling the cure than they are selling like medicines.
Yeah,
you know, because then people will be obsolete. Like people just like, you know, they wouldn't be like how am I saying, like they wouldn't even need medicine anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they're just scared that billion dollar government drug companies are gonna lose money if they start to find out that maybe marijuana or maybe some sort of other illegal you know, plant or something may have the maybe or a cure to something. And so they're just, I believe that
billion companies
are just scared, and the government's scared that if they find out, their fucking profits are gonna go fucking down. And
oh, definitely. And you know, it's sad that it's like this, the world that we live in. But you know, believe it or not, this whole world revolves around money. If you go to the root of all people that are doing something, like they want money. You know, people that went to war, they want the money. You know, if you present someone with money, like enough money, 100%. If you present someone with enough money, they'll be willing to do whatever, like you ask. You know,
honestly,
that being
money is the biggest drug in the world.
Yeah, it's like the biggest addicting thing. You know. And once you start, you know, and you start young, you know, you just like, once you get that taste of that first crispy dollar that your parents give you, you're like, I want more, you know. You can't, I mean, honestly, we can't live without it. It's like air, you know. It's like, you know, the more you have, the more, you know, fulfillment it gives you. But then just like any other drug later on, you're just like, you know, this isn't it. This isn't, you know, what I need.
Yeah,
like you're right. It is a drug. And have you seen that one Family Guy? Because like that's where I got that too. And then I heard other people saying it. That's where I got it from. Because Brian went into this like secret room, and he was like, yo, he's like, you have the cure for cancer? He's like, yeah. He's like, I've been had it for like 50 years already. And he's like, what? He's like, you could have been like, give this to people. You could have saved many lives. He's like, Brian, he's like, let me tell you something. He's like, I'm earning way more money. He's like, giving these crazy people medicine, and then them dying, and then their children paying debt, than me just giving the cure out to people, he said.
Yeah, I mean, that shit might be true. Like, who fucking knows, bro? Maybe they are fucking telling the truth and be like, stop that. Or who knows, maybe they already fucking have a cure. They've been having a cure for a long time now, but they're just, who fucking knows?
Yeah.
It's just fucking,
I feel like anything, if you can't live without it, it's basically, it could be, I feel like it should be considered a drug, because there are people that can't live without their phone. That's a drug. You can't live without TV. That's a drug. You can't live without eating Chick-fil-A every single day. That's a drug. Can't live with it. There's a guy that was like, he would eat pizza every single day, like 8 slices of pizza every single day, lunch, breakfast, dinner. Well, that doesn't make sense. Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Yeah, and you know, honestly, I can't do that. Like, if I eat pizza 1 month, I'm not gonna eat it for like another 2 months, because it just, like, I don't like the smell of it sometimes. It's nasty. You know, there are some foods like that I could eat, like tamales, like, you know what I'm talking about, bro. Like, you know, when it hits in this time especially, it hits so good. Like, oh my god, like, you know, it's just on another different world right there.
Well, actually, you had said something. That people, I forgot what you said. You had said, but it was something about you know, them figuring out that there is a cure to all these, like, I guess, uncurable diseases or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But a theory. Go getting a little bit into it, like the conspiracy. I was thinking maybe they already have these, and when they, when a new virus, a new disease comes out, I feel like that's just, I guess,
planned.
Sometimes I think it's planned, and mm-hmm. that it's placed into a different. I think it's placed into the whole fucking, I guess not, well, they just want to see what, how we react to certain things.
In case
the virus gets, or disease gets out of control, I feel like,
yeah, then they start to,
that they already have a cure for it, so they're not stressing about it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, have you seen that one meme? It was like, when billions of people are dying to coronavirus, scientists, and then, like, they're out, like, eating, having fun, and then, like, it's like when Trump has coronavirus, and then they leave really quick and just start to, like, mix, like, a whole bunch of stuff together to find the cure faster, because, like, that's when they actually start to care.
What's crazy about that, if you think about it, I mean, not a lot of people are, like, talking about it, but if you really think about it, when we heard that Trump got the virus, and I'm pretty sure it was the following day that he had left in a helicopter to go to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and 56 hours later he comes back fully cured, or fully, like, you know, fully healthy again. What the fuck do you think that
is? Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's like, you know, they're actually, like, care, I think, or I don't know if, like, they do care, because, or if it's just because he's the president they're gonna hand up the cure, because, like, you know, like, they have to. It isn't because they want to, it's they have to. Because I feel like I don't think anybody has ever considered what could happen in, like, today. Like, we've already seen, like, how presidents, like, get assassinated, like Abraham Lincoln, you know,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But I'm talking about, like, in today's age, like, I don't think people really know how catastrophic it could really get if the president dies, you know, and not only in the U.S., everywhere, because once other states, like, not other states, once other, like, countries, other nations find out that the president is dead, then, you know, that's when they start plotting things, because they know that we're in a state of chaos, and then that's when they might try to take opportunity to you know, attack or whatever they want to do.
Well, I mean, I don't really think that is something, because we have, you know, obviously we have a vice president, we got generals who are in charge of wars, and, you know, I mean, the president doesn't control anything. If anything, if he tries to make anything, he has to go
to Congress, legislate, all this. Yeah, if you actually know, there's, like, I think three branches, if I'm not wrong. There's, like, three mm-hmm. branches that have to, like, you know, this branch is controlled of this, because, you know, if it was just the president, then it would just be like if we were in Britain or places like that, you know, that have one king, or, like, you know, China that has, like, you know, wait, is it North Korea, right? That it's like, you that know, it's past that. Yeah, right? Yeah, it's like a dictator, a king, a queen. A dictator is basically like a king or a queen. You know, it's passed down by generation. You know, it's not that he won. It's that, you know, it was passed on to him. He probably didn't even want to be a president. Now he's stuck doing it because he have to, you know.
And I mean, if something like that were to happen, and they would, obviously, if the president wants to do anything, they're, like, literally one out of third. Cause, like you said, the three branches, you know, fucking what is it, legislative, executive, and judicial, I think. And I'm pretty sure Congress, legislative and Congress, I'm pretty sure they have the fucking, I'm pretty sure they have the majority of, like, the, I guess you would say power.
Yeah, because they're the ones that make, like, whether, the Bill of Rights, all that stuff.
Yeah, they're the ones that can approve a bill if it gets passed or not, and blah, 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 and fucking... the whole fucking shit. But getting back on the fucking getting back on the LSD, we were talking about how you know, how I was taking it and other things, but as far as I know, LSD has been known here, like, LSD has been here for quite some time now. And back then, I do believe that I guess hallucinant drugs were used, but they were used more in a, like, spiritual, religious way.
Because I mean, if you consider hippies religious.
Because back then, we didn't fucking have Jesus. We didn't fucking have God. We fucking had a black, like, if we look at each other culture, the, you know, in, all the way in Egypt, we had fucking all these gods, you know, like Anubis, fucking god of death.
You're right.
God didn't exist back then.
Yes, it did. That's where you're wrong. You know, that's where you're wrong, because he did exist back then, because as we can see, there were the Israelis that were imprisoned by Egyptians.
But if you look at them, they believed in many other beings before they did. I believe that.
Yeah. Well, this is where it gets kind of, like, interesting, I guess, you know. The Israelis, they were basically 12 tribes, I guess you could say. And they were made by, I don't know if this is right, I don't want to say the name, but it was basically this guy, I think it was Abraham, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I'll correct.
I mean, I don't know. Anymore,
but he, when God told him, look, okay, he's like, leave your family, because, you know, they're adoring all these other gods, giving, like, you know, sacrifices to all these other gods. So he's like, all right, he's like, pack your stuff up, leave your family, and get out of there. And he was like, okay, and he did it blindly, and I guess, like, he found a woman, and then, you know, long story short, he couldn't have children with her, and then he found another one, then he could have children with her, and then, you know, and then all of a sudden he could have children with the first one. And then they had 12 children, and then those tribes went out, and then they got enslaved. They got enslaved by the Egyptians. So I guess, like, you know, the Egyptians, they kind of, like, forced their religion, or their sort of, like, mindset into them, you know, because as we can see, like, people from Britain, when they came over here, they enforce, like, into the natives their language. That's why people speak English here, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Christianity was, like, I believe God, even in the fucking, you know, the where we're at today, like the U.S., Mexico, all them other countries that are on, like, you know, here. Back then, we didn't believe in Christianity or something. We had Aztec gods and whatnot. It was brought over here by force.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, I feel like, you know, it gives Christianity a bad name, because, you know, every time you look back, it's like those people, like, were basically held at gunpoint. They weren't given, like, and it wasn't Christianity, because, like, that's where I kind of get, like, you know, ticked off about some things, because when people just, like, you know, they read one page of something and they think they know everything, and it wasn't Christianity. If anything, it was Catholic. How do you say it? It was Catholics that came over here. They were Catholics, you know. So basically, that's why you can see many Latinos, many people that are Hispanic, they're Catholic. You know, in Mexico, you know, everyone's Catholic over there, you know, because of this, you know, culture, this religion that was pushed onto our people, and that's why they're like that. You know, if they didn't come over here, then our people, we would be owning the U.S. and we would be basically still adoring these like Aztec gods, and like we wouldn't even know about God. You know what I mean? Because we would still be like, how do you say, we would still be believing in that. I think, you know, maybe people might not agree with me, but I believe that if people from Britain didn't come over here, we wouldn't be where we are right now. And that's saying technological, with medicine, with things, because you can see that people native back then, when they like had a, like, you know, back pain, they would like do chants, and they would do like these, like, you know, like praising to gods or something, like, you know, like doing like really weird stuff that right now we're just like, what the heck. But I feel like, you know, I'm not saying I'm thanking them that they came over here, but, you know, they did help us out, like, by bringing medicine, but also they did kill lots of the natives, you know. But
well, I mean, they did totally fucking
100%, you know, I'm culture. Yeah, I'm not,
I mean, like a whole fucking,
yeah, and I'm not saying that it was right what they did, because it's really not, you know. And what I hate about when people like talk about this topic, because have you seen that one video about that young black woman that she was like saying, you know, Spaniards, he's like, she's like Spanish people, she was like, you guys are the ones that enslaved black people. I was just like, what? Like, I was like, my dude, like, they enslaved us first, and then we fought back, and then we left towards Mexico, and then since we left and they couldn't find us, because like, if you look back, the natives knew more about that whole land than the British would if they stayed there, like, their whole, like, in those times, like, because they stayed there their whole life. They knew everything. They could have easily, I think, killed them if they went into, like, the forest or something. Easily annihilated. But as you can see, the British did have machine guns and all this other stuff that they didn't have. These guys had crossbows. You know, it's like bringing a knife into a gunfight, you know? It's not really fair. But I, since we went towards like Mexico, or they went towards like the west side, that's why you can see many Hispanics are kind of like in that western part of the state or the country, I mean. But since they couldn't find us, they brought Africans, and Africans sold their own people, and that's why they were brought over here, and then they were enslaved, and that's how it went. We never enslaved anyone. If anything, we were the ones that got enslaved. We escaped, and then they were enslaved. Why do you think Hispanics, when they were in Mexico, they helped out the slaves, the runaway slaves? They made a tunnel, and then when the U.S. sent like this like a thing that said, okay, look, the runaway slaves, you have to return them, and like, we'll pay you and whatever, whatnot. And then Mexico was like, nah. He was like, once they step into Mexican soil, they're no longer slaves. They're free men. You know? Like, we helped. You know? We didn't just, like, you know, we were like, oh, okay, like, we'll give them back. You know? It was like, you know, once you step into our land, you're considered a free man. Like, you know? That's how I think it... That's why many people, like, when they kill someone or when they do something like that, they run towards Mexico or they run towards Canada, because once they get into that, the U.S. really doesn't have any jurisdiction over there. In other...
Well, I mean... They do. But just not most
yeah.
countries. Not like Cuba and
no,
other countries.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mexico, they do. They kind Canada, of have a do. Little bit of jurisdiction in Mexico, because... Mexico and the U.S. they signed like this whole thing that they were like, okay, like we're gonna you tell us who you're looking for, we'll look for them, and then we'll give them to you, and then you can do whatever you want, it's not our business. We're, you know, it's kind of like that. And if someone from Mexico escapes to here, then they're gonna give them back to us and whatever, whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the extradition
yeah.
law.
Yeah. Yeah,
get we right, literally we got wait,
oh,
but
yeah, but
There was an interview I was watching like 2 days ago about LSD and how it was used in the 1950s. Uh-huh. It was given to an artist as in like, you know, someone who would draw, like, you know, draw and do a lot of pastel work. And I was watching this interview and it was pretty interesting. If you guys would like to watch the interview yourself, you could it's on YouTube, and you could just type in LSD experiment in the 1950s to an artist.
I think we'll continue this on the next podcast, and we out here. Thank you for being on this podcast, and you know, give us a review.